All right, let's get into the shot caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock collar today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. Text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? Jose has drawn a name out of the hat because he had the shock collar last. And who'd you get?
Appropriately, I got our mother, Brooke Fox.
Oh, nice. Happy Mother's Day.
Yay, Brooke.
Thanks, guys. I've always wanted a shock collar for Mother's Day. It's like a really fancy necklace.
Instead of a diamond collar.
Well, yeah. Brooke is putting on her Mother's Day present. Jeff, please read Brooke the shock collar question of the day.
Since Mother's Day is happening this weekend, and a lot of Americans will be calling their moms to say thank you, recently a study analyzed phone company records from the past 10 years, and they found which holidays Americans call each other the most on. Mm. I need you to name the top three in the correct order, please.
Correct order. So Christmas has got to be number one.
You think? Over Mother's Day?
Yeah. Probably, yeah.
I don't call anyone on Christmas, but on Mother's Day, I call my mom.
Oh, yeah, we call all sorts. Like, if my sister's not there, we have to call her when we open gifts from her, and then we got to call my mom when we open gifts from her, and then my aunt.
Christmas is a big day where
people
call.
And my mom's birthday's on Christmas. I do call her every Christmas, never mind.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving? Do people call each other on Thanksgiving?
I don't think so. Because I think you're usually with a big group of people on Thanksgiving, so it's hard to even take the time
to do that. I totally figured out. It's really easy. It's New Year's, for sure.
Oh, a lot of New Year's calls.
My buddy's dad got so mad at him last year when he didn't call him on New Year's Day. We were hanging out, and he's like, it's New Year's. How could you not call your father?
No.
It's like,
a lot of drunk dials on New Year's. So a lot of people calling around just like, y'all drunk and happy. Yeah.
I'm going to go, okay, number one, Christmas.
Okay.
Number two,
Mother's Day has to be one of the answers.
Yeah, definitely over Father's Day. Poor dads.
No,
yeah, for sure. He's fine. He's playing golf or something, whatever.
Number two, I'm going to go Mother's Day.
Okay.
And number three, I like your New Year's suggestion, but what about Valentine's Day?
Oh, yeah.
That's nice. But
probably a big one, too.
But what other holidays? You only call your Valentine? Not everyone has a Valentine.
I call my girlfriends to wish them happy Valentine's Day.
Really?
Yeah, just to make sure that like their significant other didn't forget or they're not lonely. You know,
call
like
each other every Valentine's
it's kind of like it's like a welfare check.
It's almost like a reminder, too, if they're single and lonely. Like, hey, I can't stay on the phone too long. Got a husband and kids and stuff that I'm doing Valentine's Day with. But I just want to check in, make sure you're cool. You got a microwave dinner all heated up. Everything good? Okay, sweet. Read the question one more time, Jeff.
Recently, a study analyzed phone company records from the past 10 years, and they found which holidays Americans call each other the most on. I need you to name the top three in the correct order, please.
Okay, one, Christmas. Two, Mother's Day. I just can't think of a better one than New Year's. I do call my family on New Year's as well.
Yeah, me too.
And I don't call them on Flag Day or 4th of July.
I don't call anybody, but I do call people on New Year's pretty much.
You do? Like actual phone calls, because you don't do those.
I hate the phone.
Do you remember how to use it?
So, sometimes.
Okay.
I can only use it when I'm drunk on New Year's.
Yeah.
That's it.
You just call collect even though nobody does that anymore.
Yeah. Operator.
What?
There's no such thing.
Okay, I'm going to go Christmas, Mother's Day, New Year's.
According to phone company records from the past 10 years, these are the holidays Americans call each other the most. Number three, they're calling their friends and family on New Year's Day.
Yes!
Oh, good job!
High five.
Yeah, there's two more. Hold on.
Okay.
Number two,
come on.
People call their sweethearts on Valentine's Day.
It was Valentine's Day.
And the number one holiday for phone calls in America is calling your mom on Mother's Day.
Wait, more than Christmas?
Christmas families actually get together, Brooke.
Yeah.
Families live all over the country.
But they come together for the holidays.
Mine doesn't.
Well, you got it wrong, and somebody wanted to hear Dear Mama by Tupac, so you can sing that before you get shocked, whenever you're ready.
Yeah, but I got to think of the tune.
Lady,
don't you know we love you,
sweet lady.
I don't remember
this. Don't even worry about these parts.
Place no one above you. You are appreciated.
So off.
Sweet lady, don't you know we love you. Now.
We all know Tupac is still alive, but if he was actually dead, he'd be rolling over in his grave.
Yeah.
Sorry, Tupac.
Anything you missed on the show, you can always find it online. Today's show was produced by Steve Ride the Pony Boyd, and Jeff the Pony DeBoe. Have a good one. We'll see you later.